بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم را. تلك آيات الكتاب. والذي أنزل إليك من ربك الحق ولكن أكثر الناس لا يؤمنون. الله الذي رفع السماوات بغير عمد ترونها ثم استوى على العرش وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى يدبر الأمر يفصل الآيات لعلكم بلقاء ربكم توقنون. وهو الذي مد الأرض وجعل فيها رواسي وأنهارا ومن كل الثمرات جعل فيها زوجين اثنين يغشي الليل النهار إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. وفي الأرض قطع متجاورات وجنات من أعناب وزرع ونخيل صنوان وغير صنوان يسقى بماء واحد ونفضل بعضها على بعض في الأكل إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يعقلون. Alif Lam Mim Ra. These are the verses of the book and the revelation that we sent to you. The revelation that is sent to you from your Rabb is true, but most people do not believe. It is Allah Ta'ala who's raised the heavens without columns that you see. And then is He firmly established upon the throne? He subjected the sun and the moon to your service. Each one runs for a term appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He regulates all affairs and explains all His proofs that you may be convinced about the meeting of your Rabb. And it is He who has spread out the earth and placed therein immovable mountains and rivers, and has granted you all type of fruits in pairs, the night covering the day. In these are signs for those people who reflect. On the earth are neighboring tracts of earth, gardens of vines, fields of corn, date palms coming out from a single root or more, yet watered by the same water, and we make some of them more enjoyable to eat than others. And these are signs for those people who understand. Although they are coming out from the same land, neighboring tracts of earth, and watered by the same water, yet there is so much of diversity in taste. One is absolutely sweet, and the other is absolutely bitter. Yet they are being watered by the same water, same type of nourishment, same type of earth, neighboring tracks, but so much of diversity. وَإِن تَعْجَبْ فَعَجَبٌ قَوْلُهُمْ. And if you marvel, you're surprised at their persistence on disbelief, then their statement also is quite surprising. When they say, when we are reduced to sand, will we be in a renewed creation? These are the ones that have rejected their Rabb, and these are the ones on whose necks will be yokes, and they are the people of Jahannam, and they will dwell therein forever. And they hurry to ask you for difficulties and punishment in preference of ease. Yet exemplary punishments have passed before them. And indeed your Rabb is most forgiving to people in spite of their wrong. But your Rabb is also strict in punishment. When the punishment and warnings are sounded, then they say that Mata hadhal wa'd, he asks, when is this to come? And they dare the punishment, they want to bring on the punishment upon themselves. They see what has happened to the people before them, exemplary punishments of the people before them. They hear about it, they know about it. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and the unbelievers also say, why is not a sign, why is not a miracle sent down to him from his Rabb? Say, you are only a warner. And every people had a guide. It is Allah Ta'ala that knows what مَا تَحْمِلُ كُلُّ أُنْسَى. It is Allah Ta'ala knows what every female bears. And the decreases and the increases that take place within the womb, he has full knowledge of all this. And everything is in a perfect proportion in his sight. The increases and the decreases, some aspects are picked up and perceived by scanning machines. But the detailed knowledge of what is contained in every womb, be it an animal, be it a man, be it a fish, be it a fly, whatever the creation be, from the very inception, from the time the human seed is conceived, and the entire itinerary of this creature, what it's going to be like physically, what will be its physical development, what will be its mental development, how well will it be developed mentally, and then what will be the type of mannerisms, ways and temperaments of the person from the very beginning, from the time of conception, right till the end of his journey on this earth. It is only Allah Ta'ala that has this comprehensive and complete knowledge. Man, on account of his naivety, then the little that he possesses, he begins to become boastful, bloats and gloats over the little that he has. Alimul Ghaib, he is the knower of everything, what is hidden and open, the great and the most high. And it is the same for him, for those amongst you who talk secretly or openly, or who is concealed by night, or walking freely during the day. Allah Ta'ala has full knowledge of all.